an outrageous injustice. That's how the Washington Post's editor is describing today's news that its reporter Jason Rezaian, who's been in jail in Iran for more than 14 months, has been found guilty. Rezaian was tried on four charges, the most serious being espionage. And today, Iranian state TV said he was an American spy. The Washington Post and Rezaian's family have strongly denied the allegations. And joining us now is Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, do you have any more details, first of all, about what Rezaian was convicted of? We just said espionage, or what the sentence is.
There's still a lot that we don't know. In fact, we don't know very much at all. Beyond the fact that Jason was convicted, the Iranian government has said nothing, either in public or even in private. Jason's wife, his mother, and his lawyer all went to the Revolutionary Court today to seek further information, and they were turned away on the pretense that there wasn't a translator available. So we don't know what he was convicted of. We don't know what the sentence is, and we certainly don't know what evidence Iran purports to have based this on.
And is the Washington Post in touch directly with the Iranian authorities, or is this going through official government channels only?
We've reached out as often as we can to Iranian authorities, and we've used every channel we can to communicate with them.
Will you appeal this decision?
We will. We will work with Jason's Iranian counsel to appeal this decision. As we understand it, under Iranian law, Jason has 20 days to appeal it. But, you know, we really believe this is a decision that's going to be made ultimately by Iran's political leadership. Iran's supreme leader has the power to overturn this verdict. He has the power to pardon Jason. He has the power to release him. And once we're now that we're through with this sham of a court case, I think it's moving toward the real decision makers in Iran.
Do we know if Jason Rezaian is aware of this verdict at this point?
We have no indication that he is aware. No one has been able to communicate with him since the news was announced on Iranian state television.
Just so that people know, that Jason Rezaian is an Iranian American. He grew up in California, and he's been the Tehran bureau chief since 2012. And of course, Iran has been in the news recently because Iran, the U.S., and four other nations were negotiating this agreement on Iran's nuclear program. The Obama administration didn't want to confuse these two issues, but are you satisfied that the U.S. has done everything it can, that the government has done everything it can to get Rezaian out?
We've been grateful that the government has raised Jason's case so prominently and repeatedly over the last 15 months. That said, we think they could do much, much more from the very highest levels in working with Jason's family, the Washington Post, to bring him home.
Well, one of the things that's been floated is the idea of a prisoner swap. I want to play a piece of tape from last month when my colleague Steve Inskeep talked with Ali Larijani, the Speaker of Iran's Parliament in New York. Here's what he said.
Can you see a practical way that Iran's government could release Jason Rezaian and other Americans who've been held in Iran for months and years?
There are practical ways, of course. For example, there is a number of Iranians imprisoned here. Definitely for such matters of this sort, one can come up with ways and solutions.
Do you see a prisoner swap as a possible solution to this?
I do think it's clear that Iran now sees Jason as a bargaining chip. And not just Mr. Larijani, but even President Rouhani has made clear that they would be willing to take steps toward releasing Jason and other Americans if only the United States took steps to release Iranians in American custody. It's an unsavory prospect, but prisoner exchanges are things that governments do all the time.
And have you gotten any indication from anybody in the Obama administration that that would be something that they would be open to?
I think the Obama administration has avoided discussing this prospect, as far as I know, ever since the Iranians began to raise it 2 months ago.
Douglas Gell, what do you think that this has done to your paper's other reporters or other reporters who have to report in places like Iran? Has it made it more difficult for people to do their jobs because they fear that what happened to Jason Rezaian might happen to them?
Well, we certainly haven't sent any correspondence to Iran since Jason was arrested and his door broken down 15 months ago. But I think it is a chilling warning to journalists everywhere that the dangers we face are not just from war or from terrorists or from disease, but increasingly from governments like Iran's, like Egypt's, who have shown no compunction about arresting journalists simply for doing their jobs.
Are you surprised that this has come to this point, that Jason Rezaian has been found guilty, or is this what you were expecting would happen?
You know, I think the awful record of the last 15 months never gave us any indication that Iran would approach this decision with justice or fairness or anything else. That said, if I step back, I am shocked. When Jason was arrested, I think we all believed that this matter could be quickly resolved, that the Iranian government would recognize that it had made a mistake and that this matter could be resolved. The fact that here we are 15 months later with people talking about a conviction after a sham trial with no evidence is just an outrage.
That's Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell on the news that the Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who's been in jail in Iran for more than 14 months, has been found guilty. Douglas, thank you.
Thank you.